I'm Rob Dreisline, and this is from the pages of the Outdoor News, brought to you by Onyx Fish. We've got some new aquatic invasive species outbreaks across the state that I'm going to share with you today. Four involve starry stonewort, and then we've got another zebra mussel infestation. More specifics when we return, but first.
Whether you're hunting private or public ground, Onyx Hunt gives you the edge. With detailed land ownership maps, you'll know exactly where you stand. Add in advanced weather, wind, and radar tools, and you've got the full picture to plan every hunt. Now, with Moultrie Mobile Trail Cam integration, you can even see photos from your cams right on the map for smarter scouting and better stand decisions. Download the Onyx Hunt app today and start your free 7-day trial.
Welcome back. The Minnesota Department of Natural Resources has confirmed the presence of the invasive algae starry stonewort in four new lakes across Minnesota. The water bodies include Garfield Lake near LaPorte in Hubbard County, also two lakes in Beltrami County, Gull Lake 1 mile west of Ten Strike, and Three Island Lake near Turtle River. Finally, the invasive was also found in Two Rivers Lake near Holdingford in Stearns County. Starry stonewort was found in these lakes during the recent Starry Trek event in early August, in which county and state staff and volunteers searched water bodies for starry stonewort and other aquatic invasive species. Starry stonewort is usually identified by the star-shaped white bulb-like structures on the plant for which it is named. These bulbs typically become visible in late summer. To learn more about starry stonewort, just go to mndnr.gov and search starry stonewort. In other aquatic invasive species news, the DNR reported last month that it has confirmed the presence of zebra mussels in Union Lake near Alexandria in Douglas County. This has been from the pages of the Outdoor News. Learn more at outdoornews.com.